It's a coincidence, but also a great metaphor. An enormous white circus tent set up on City Hall Plaza. The scrambling and crowds aren't just appearing inside the tent. Next door, City Hall is buzzing with election activity. There are 24 people who've applied to run for mayor, 23 still in the race.
I've been here over 30 years, and this certainly is the largest number of candidates I've ever seen running for mayor.
John Donovan works in Boston's election department, awaiting signatures to verify. And for voters, when two dozen candidates are running for office, there's bound to be confusion. After all, who could name all 23?
A couple. Conley. God, this is embarrassing.
In the next 4 months, candidates hope to make their names household words. But for now, here's a quick look inside the numbers to give you a sense of the vast choices facing Boston voters. Of the 23 candidates, 10 are from Dorchester. 10 have run for office before. 5 are city councilors. 3 are women. This will be the first mayoral election in history when a 53% majority of city residents are not white. This could be one of the African-American or Latino candidates. Of the 23 contenders, 14 are not white. Candidates need to turn in 3,000 signatures by next Tuesday. It's a laborious process, and Donovan says it's important for Boston voters to remember that signing a nomination paper doesn't mean they're endorsing a candidate. They're just helping the candidate get on the ballot.
Voters, I hope, could sign their papers well. All you're doing is giving them ballot access, and I think the more people we have that gain ballot access, the better the city will be for the different ideas. People will be willing to share with us and their views and their beliefs.
But before any names get on the ballot, the Boston Election Department is also busy at work right now.
There's two candidates for mayor that have gotten enough signatures, verified signatures that will eventually be certified, Daniel Conley and Martin Walsh. And we are working on papers as we speak, so other candidates, I'm sure, once we get to their papers and work our way through them, we'll, you know, eventually have enough signatures as well.
Enough signatures, maybe not to fill that circus tent in front of City Hall, but to officially start the campaign to be Boston's next mayor. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.